From IPM News, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Tuesday, March 19th. Coming up, we'll learn more about the City of Chicago's evictions of migrants living in shelters throughout the city. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Today is primary election day across Illinois, and voters in the Chicago area have choices to make for president, Cook County State's attorney, and a city tax referendum. Dave McKinney has more.
In today's primaries, Democratic President Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump don't have meaningful competition, but there is competition in down ballot races. Democratic voters in Cook County will choose a nominee to replace retiring state's attorney Kim Fox. The winner in that race between Democrats Eileen O'Neill Burke and Clayton Harris III will take on Republican Bob Fioretti this fall. And in Chicago, voters will be asked about increasing the real estate transfer tax on high-priced homes and businesses to fund homeless programs. The referendum is a major priority for Mayor Brandon Johnson, but opposed by the real estate industry. This is Dave McKinney.
Two Democrats and one Republican are vying for the job of coroner in Champaign County during today's primary election. As IPM's Emily Hayes reports, this person investigates overdoses, murders, and other unexpected deaths.
All three of the candidates visited Urbana High School recently to make their case to young voters. Republican Steve Thuney has been in the role since November when the last coroner resigned. He's worked in the office since 2010 and wants voters to think about experience instead of party.
So we're a pretty busy office. We do about 1,800 to 2,000 deaths a year divided amongst those folks.
Democrat Lori Brower also works in the office. While the coroner does not need medical expertise, she's been an emergency medical technician at Carle Hospital. She wants to do more public outreach if elected.
I've been talking to the community and getting those numbers out there about the issues that we have in town, the drug issue, infant deaths, suicides.
Fellow Democrat Sean Williams owns a funeral home and previously owned a barbershop. He's passionate about preventing gun violence through education.
The young people that came to me to get a haircut at the barbershop, starting to bury those folks. And I'm starting to bury those folks because of some of the same things I went through. Peer pressure. Just being around the wrong people at the wrong time.
Since Thuney is unopposed, he will take on the winner between Williams and Brower in November's general election. The Champaign County coroner term lasts 4 years. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Two Republican candidates are running for the 102nd district seat in the Illinois House of Representatives, but their names won't be on the ballot.
This year, voters will have to write in the names of incumbent Adam Niemerg or his opponent, Jim Acklin. Both oppose abortion rights and support gun rights, but Niemerg does not consider his opponent to be a true conservative.
My opponent's in the pocket of the woke teachers unions. You know, my opponent is not a conservative in any way, shape, or form.
Niemerg says he does have support from the teachers in his district that oppose trans rights. Acklin has spent 40-plus years in public education.
He is disingenuous when he's trying to separate the teachers' unions from the teachers. The teachers in District 102 are the teachers' union.
Acklin says teachers in 102 do share his conservative values and wants to be their advocate and an advocate for public education. The 102nd district runs south of Danville to Lawrenceville. May Antar, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn more about the City of Chicago's eviction of migrants living in shelters throughout the city. That story is next on 217 Today.
New on Masterpiece is a three-part miniseries based on the life of 1960s actress and television presenter Nolly Gordon. Helena Bonham Carter stars as Gordon, who was beloved by viewers and admired by her co-stars, but who was a thorn in the side of some directors. When she's unexpectedly fired at the height of her career, Nolly and her fans refuse to be silent. This series explores how the establishment turns on women who refuse to conform. Friends of WILL can binge all three episodes starting March 17th with Passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Chicago officials began evicting migrants out of city shelters this past weekend. Thousands were expected to leave, but only three ended up getting kicked out. Adriana Cardona Majiga told WBEZ's Mary Dixon about her conversations with anxious migrants who will eventually have to leave.
Yesterday, about three people were evicted from a handful of migrant shelters run by the city of Chicago. Originally, the number was supposed to be 34. The remaining residents received extensions due to exemptions. Some are awaiting benefits. Others have a disability or they're pregnant. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona Magigad went out to the shelters over the weekend to talk with anxious migrants who will eventually have to leave. She's here to talk about it. Good morning, Adriana.
Good morning, Mary.
So these evictions were delayed during the winter months. Hundreds of people were not kicked out, only a few yesterday. Why that number?
Yeah, so of the thousands of migrants expected to leave this past weekend, many got some form of extension. Those extensions include people who have signed a lease and have a confirmed move-in date if they already qualify for rent assistance and show proof that they are actively looking for a place to live. People under medical isolation or under quarantine are also getting extensions, and migrants with kids will receive up to 3 30-day extensions through June 10th. Still, city officials say they plan to evict more than 2,000 migrants by April 30th, starting this past weekend.
And where do they expect these folks to go once they leave the shelter? What are their options?
Yeah, city officials say evicted migrants will be given instructions to go back to the landing zone. Staff there will assist them re-entering the shelter system if there are available beds.
Where did you go over the weekend? What did you hear from people?
Yeah, so I went to two shelters, one on Ogden Avenue for mostly families and another one on Elston Avenue for mostly single men and women. Whether migrants got extensions or not, people are desperate without jobs and money to pay for a place to live. I mean, they're just hitting such a dead end. I spoke with four men outside the Elston shelter. I asked them in Spanish if going back to their home country was an option for them. Please listen.
¿Regresar es una opción o no?
Jamás.
No, jamás. ¿Para dónde?
¿Regresa para dónde?
Para Colombia, Venezuela.
No, jamás.
Si me retrocede, me devuelvo a venir.
Madre, toda la gente que cruza 8, 9, ¿tú crees que es porque, ay, uno le gusta caminar?
They said never. Going back was never an option. They didn't cross so many countries just because they enjoy walking. There is no other option for them but to stay and find work somehow. Many say they'll re-enter the shelter application process if that's the only option. But what they really want is to work and become, you know, self-sufficient.
So we know there are 23 active shelters in Chicago for migrants. How is the city preparing them to move out and take care of themselves, be self-sufficient?
Yeah, so at some shelters, people are getting more information or are better guided than other places. Shelters generally have caseworkers that help with the apartment resettlement process. And community groups are working from the outside to connect people with services and education. But the migrants I spoke with over the weekend seem to be very confused about their immediate eviction status or where can they go for help with some sort of help or advice with their immigration cases and other options.
Adriana Cardona Magigad covers immigration for WBEZ. Obviously, this is a developing story, and we will keep you apprised of developments and what's happening here. Thank you, Adriana.
Thank you, Mary.
This is WBEZ.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny and breezy with a high of 59 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKenney, Emily Hayes, May Antar, and Adriana Cardona Majigad. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.